This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Indian Space Research Organization ISRO will launch two satellites tonight from Sriharikota to demonstrate docking and undocking of spacecraft in orbit, which will make India the fourth country in the world to achieve the feat. ISRO's Warhorse rocket Polar Satellite Launch Vehicle PSLV will place the two satellites in a 476-kilometer circular orbit and attempt the space docking experiment SPADEX in the first week of January. The SPADEX mission is expected to be a stepping stone for India's future endeavors in space exploration, which will include getting rocks and soil from the moon on Earth, the proposed Bharatiya Antariksh Station, and landing an astronaut on the lunar surface. Only the US, Russia, and China have mastered space docking technologies. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will hold pre-budget consultations with trade and industry leaders today. During the meeting, India Inc. is now expected to pitch for measures to boost consumption, which is the largest component of GDP, to support high growth. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will visit Gujarat today. Mr. Shah will be on a day-long visit to the state to attend the annual function of the Srimad Rajchandra Ashram at Sri Dharampur Tirth in Asura, Gujarat, during which he will participate in the Mahamastakabhishek ceremony at Raj Sabhagriha. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on a three-day official visit to Qatar from today. During the visit, he will meet the Prime Minister and Foreign Minister of Qatar, Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman bin Jassim Al Thani. In a statement, External Affairs Ministry said the visit will enable both sides to review various aspects of bilateral relations, including political, trade, investment, energy, security, cultural and people-to-people, as well as the regional and international issues of mutual interest. Foreign investors pumped in over 22,000 crore rupees into the Indian capital market so far in December. As per the depositories data, the foreign portfolio investors or FPIs pumped in 16,675 crore rupees into the Indian equities markets and 5,352 crore rupees into the debt market, taking the total net investment into the Indian capital markets to more than 22,000 crore rupees. This comes after heavy outflows in the last few months. The India Meteorological Department IMD has predicted dense to very dense fog in northwestern India, along with a fall in temperature in several northern states, including Delhi, by around 3 to 4 degrees Celsius. The IMD in a statement has forecast cold wave conditions are likely to commence over parts of northwest India from today. The IMD further said that a decrease by 3 to 5 degrees Celsius is likely in central India during the next 5 days. Kamya Karthikeyan, a 17-year-old student from Navy Children's School in Mumbai, has made history by becoming the youngest female in the world to scale the highest peaks on each of the 7 continents. The Indian Navy has congratulated Kamya Karthikeyan and her father on accomplishing this momentous milestone. She was 16 years old when she scaled Mount Everest. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter passed away last night at his home in Plains, Georgia, at the age of 100. He was the oldest living president of all time and the third U.S. president to visit India. Mr. Carter had been suffering from an aggressive form of melanoma, a skin cancer with tumors that had spread to his liver and brain. He had stopped medical treatment and was receiving hospice care at home. His death was announced by the Carter Center in Atlanta. In cricket, India were 22 for no loss in their second innings against Australia while chasing a target of 340 runs on the fifth and final day of the fourth test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Melbourne when reports last came in. In chess, the highly anticipated FIDE World Blitz Chess Championship alongside the Women's World Blitz Chess Championship will kick off tonight in New York. World number one Grandmaster Magnus Carlsen is set to return to the championships after a brief but controversial exit. For India, GM Arjun Irigesi and Grandmaster R. Pragyanand will compete in the open section, while Hampi Kanaru, fresh off her second World Rapid Chess Championship victory, will participate in the women's section. And that is the end of this news bulletin.